So, can we do a kind of whiteboard stuff? Okay. What is the air that TCK breathe when they are on the field? And with this, I mean that some who are working in Europe, in the West, are going to breathe the air that Jackie described to us this morning. But a lot of TCKs are living in other parts of the world, and that's the question. What is the air that those TCKs breathe?
I think the other side of the story, where here is the war on terrorism, quite a few of them live in those places that are seen as terrorist countries, but they love the people. And so they're identifying with what we see as the underdog, or what they see themselves as the underdog, and I think that causes conflict in loyalty.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Yeah, so some of those guys, they are not all terrorists, which is often what we hear in the West. Okay, they are all terrorists. But no, because I'm from those countries, a lot of those people are my friends. It's a very good one. Okay.
Some of them are growing up in a usually American MK Christian school of subculture in which the issues that were listed by Jackie this morning are not addressed.
Okay. Not addressed and probably not lived out. Yeah, I mean, shutdown, I don't know if that's all right. I would use that.
Yeah,
maybe that's all right. But they're probably protected.
Yes, they're both
okay.
Protected.
Yeah.
Instead of individualism, many of the culture, the main aim is the whole group is one, not just
me. So they grow up in a world where the group is really important, and it's not just the culture of the country. You think about the organization, you think about the team life. Okay, those are really strong things in the TCK life. Yeah?
They grow up knowing that what their parents are doing in the country is really not allowed, so they have to be careful.
Okay.
Security issues
for some, yeah, depending on the countries they are in. Yeah? Yeah? Okay. Yeah.
They also grow up with an awareness that their actions reflect on their parents and can cause damage to their parents.
Yep. Yep. So there's this whole respect of the parents, of what I'm doing, the responsibility I have to take somehow for that. Yeah. Yeah.
Different sense of time and priorities.
Yep.
When I spend time, families, is it important to be punctual?
Okay. So we could go on. There is probably a ism somewhere, a list, okay? For those things, I will let you, I will think about it because it really triggered something in me, just to think about that. But when you have those TCK who are growing in that context, it's a protective context for many of them. There is an organization context, they are part of something bigger. They are part of a team. They have relationships with the nationals, but with the expat. You have all of this. I remember one TCK in a debriefing, and she said, I'm really struggling to settle back in my home country. She had been back for about a year and a half. And we started to work on that. And what she realized is that on the field, she had everything with the same people. Expat as well as nationals, but she said, I'm going to school, we have our weekends together, our parents are part of the school, the organization, my friends, the fun we do is part of the school, we have some creative staff, she was a musician, so we have our choir and we play music and we have all of the, it's everything there. around me all the time. And since I'm in France, was she French? Can't remember now. Maybe. Can't remember. But let's say she's in France. What I'm living is I'm struggling because I go to church and I'm alone. And now I go to play music and I'm alone again. And it's always different people and it's always different things. And as a whole family, we're not together anymore. Because everyone is just running everywhere. And I don't have those friendship, those life together, just living life, normal life. Where on the field, everything was there. All the time. We even did holiday with my friends. And it was not just friends that my parents didn't know. Everybody knew them. So when you have someone like this coming in the culture that Jackie described to us with all those changes, how do you help a TCK to make the transition? It's about care this afternoon, okay? So I'd like to challenge your brain a little bit on that. How do you help them not only understand what we heard this morning, but make those transitions?
That's a question you're asking?
That's a question I'm asking you. Identify, yeah? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What does it mean for you as member care people if you want to help them identify those things? It's a big eye-opener this morning for me.
We have to educate ourselves.
We have to educate ourselves. It starts here. Okay? It's not that you have to deal with all of that stuff, but you need to know. And for me, there were a lot of stuff that Jackie shared this morning that were, wow. Yeah, that makes sense. But I cannot bring someone to identify those things by asking questions. It's not I'm telling you, it's asking questions. How do you go about? How do you live? How do you know? But it's, wow, if I'm not aware of those things in my own life. You know, yes, I was aware somehow, but not to a point to help someone to identify at least some of those points, because there was a lot. And she said it's only the peak of the iceberg. So I'm looking for the rest. Okay. But it's just fascinating. And how can we help people do that move into the passport culture? So that it's not, because you need to remember in transition, one of the things that people aim and long for is to belong. Okay? And what do you do to belong? What have you done in your own life to belong to a new group? You have probably done, like everyone, you observe what they do, how they speak, how they dress, and then you start redoing, reproducing it, but often in an exaggerated way. I did that once with smoking, though only once. Okay, and they gave me one of those very small cigars to smoke. Now, I had no clue what smoking was, and I don't know what I did, but I coughed for about 2 hours. That I remember. And in those 2 hours, I decided, okay, that's done. I am done with that one. But fascinating, because I lost some friends because I didn't smoke with them. You see, that's the cost. And our kids, the TCKs and so on, they will do the same thing. I see you doing that, so I'm going to do that, but almost to an extreme way, because I really want you to accept me so I feel I fit in, I belong to you. And there are big dangers in that. If it's a worship group, it's okay, at least for some people. But yeah, there are big dangers in that, big challenges for us. And I think to know all those different isms that we have looked at and started to dig a little bit into it is something that we will need as we come alongside TCKs. Okay. Any other comments on this one? What you see, what you don't see? Yeah. Yeah.
We don't know that. And it also helps them normalize how they're feeling. Mm-hmm. Because each one thinks, I'm losing my marbles or whatever. But so normalizing how they're feeling, but also finding out what their norms and their assumptions are.
Yeah.
So it match up.
Mm-hmm. I think that's why I asked that question, what is the air that the TCK breathe on the field? That's helping them to discover that air, you know, and what is okay, what is good in that, and maybe what is not so good, okay? And doing the same work then with the new air that they will breathe when they come back. So the next new prospect that I see in care, and it's something that I just like to just throw again to you and have some discussion, is there are a lot of new emerging sending countries. Africa is sending a lot of people in mission. Asia is sending a lot of people in mission. And there is a whole movement in Algeria now where they had finished building a training center that the government closed down. But so there is a whole movement out of some of those countries. Even it's not in 100,000 people. Okay, but they are wanting to send out. And it's not just single people. It's married people, it's families, and there will be TCK in that. And again, I just took the question or the title that Jackie used this morning. What is the air that those TCKs breathe when they are on the field? And when they go back to their passport country, what is the air that they breathe? Now, I was working, and I'm still working, with a family from Madagascar. They have been in mission in Africa. Okay? Two different countries where the genocide happened a few years ago nearby. Okay? And the kids have learned what the air was in those countries. There are lots for both the kids and the parents of disappointments because they had zero preparation to go. They were imagining, okay, a lot of stuff about being those missionaries, you know, in those countries and so on and so on. And really big disappointments. And then they had to go back in their own country. And we have a lot of TCKs now in this world that are part of this group. Okay? So you take a Korean that comes in Europe or in the Middle East and goes back to Korea. What would be for them the challenges, and what would be the challenges for us as member care people? What do we do for those families and those TCKs? Is this something that we need to pass on the baton to other people in those countries? I'm not saying it's not happening, okay? I know in Asia it's happening already, but in Africa, go and try to find some people who do TCK work outside of the expats from the Western world. You will probably run for quite a long time. Yeah? And for me, in the new prospecting care, that's one of the thoughts we have to have, is what do we do for those people, for these families, for this TCK? It's a whole different help. Although a lot of what we do is probably applicable to them, but in a very different way. because often they come in this world here where they discover that stuff and they go back to a culture that is very different. And the transition back is really heavy. This family from Madagascar, they are now in a different country in Europe trying to find a job here because they find it so difficult to be back in their own country, finance-wise and everything. So, but the kids really struggle in all that. Any thoughts on this one? Are you involved in that? Is anyone involved in that?
Mm-hmm. I mean, to live in that,
yeah.
And the same would you say, you know, after someone goes back again.
Yeah. Did you all understand? Yeah?
There are many, I understand there are many, especially from these countries, who would like to come to help us in Germany to deal with the refugees who come from these countries. Christians would like to come here, but one time.
Yeah.
We're involved in the Latin American movement, missionary movement. And like any new missionary movement, the field that started it was the Spanish Recession. Not illusion, but just the call.
Mm-hmm.
And so God called, and He would provide. And now structures are beginning to be put in place for care, particularly with families and then with the piece of cake. Michael Pollack, coming from a meeting that we had in Quito, Mary, when was that? This year?
September.
He's putting together a global network of PCK care. And so, including the new movements. For instance, there's a movement that's not so new, but in India, or from the south.
It's good.
I hate microphones.
That's okay.
Anyway, from the south of India, which is, let's say, predominantly Christian, they're sending thousands of missionaries to the north of India. I mean, just thousands. But their TCK care is 18th century, you know, the 1700s, which is pitiful. So Indians who are taking over and saying, no, we need to bring care to our families and to our to our kids. So Michael's putting that network together, and that's exciting because it's including all these new movements. But when you say what care can we give, I think it's extremely important. For instance, from the Latin American perspective, transition isn't really our biggest problem. Rejection is our biggest problem as Latin American TCKs. Because as a Latin American TCK, you don't necessarily have the money to come back to your home country that often. So for instance, in Spain, we'll have people who've been 8 years in Spain, 10 years, 12 years, and never have gone back to their home country because they don't have the money. But rejection is a problem because in our experience with Latin TCKs here in Europe, when a Latin comes to Europe, he is not seen culturally. From the anthropological point of view, he's not seen as valuable as, say, if a Finn or a Swede went to Spain. You see, because the Finn and the Swede are from Northern Europe, but the Latin American is from Latin America. And they've come to take our jobs away. And so we are rejected. And that's what we have to deal with. So if you come to give us care from an Anglo perspective of saying, let's work on transition, we do need that help. But we need more help in how do I develop an identity as a TCK when I'm being rejected on a constant basis for my skin color that I can't change, for the way that my factions are, you know? So yeah, we need to understand some of these dynamics.
Thank you, thank you. Anyone else would like to add anything? Just coming with this, it's easier.
Thank you. I've been working with a church in Nairobi that has sent out missionaries for the last 30 years to the surrounding countries. And they have had zero member care and zero TCK care. They never even thought about it. And they've now got a group of missionaries whose children have rejected the Lord and whose children have just gone way off. And they're now just beginning to think we need to do something for TCKs. So it's all, you know, a new...
Starting up, but it's new, yeah, definitely, yeah. Yeah, thank you.
But I have a positive story also to tell. We stayed 15 years in Kenya, and we had children homes, and so we wanted to do something on parenting with the Kenyan people. And we invited a Kenyan pastor who had been out in the U.S. to study. And so he came to hold a seminar on raising kids, yeah. And it was so amazing because he had seen the different cultures. He had lived some years in the U.S. and made up his own what he thought, this is the biblical thing, yeah. And when he came, he challenged the tribe we have been working with, that what we are doing, how we are raising our kids, is that biblical, yeah? And it was a very positive thing, but I think it just came because he was in what Jackie said in the morning. He was transferred to another culture, and it made him to reflect on his own culture, on his upbringing of kids. Yeah, and we thought, okay, we could have had that seminar or could have shared that seminar, but him standing there with the same color, coming from the same tribe, and with this. Things, yeah, it was a huge difference, And so he had a very positive influence.
Thank you. So we have 5 more minutes.
I had 3 kids in my classroom in the Netherlands, one from India, one from Indonesia, and one from Southern America. And all 3 were TCKs, obviously, but they didn't know anything about it, and neither did their parents. And I think what helped was me sitting down with them and explaining traits of a TCK, and also to the parents. And you saw them relax. Oh, I'm not strange. Just sit, taking time with them and explaining that they're normal and that is normal behavior and normal in thinking helped a lot. I mean, it doesn't solve everything, but it was
just
a good start.
Again, an encouragement, really, that the Brazilian missionary movement is really clued up now on MKs, and they do MK re-entries. There are books in Portuguese on MK on TCKs, but that's come as a result of the casualty rate. So like Guille says, and part of it was the theology that went with, and so they went with a triumphalist theology, you know, God's going to go, God's called us, God, you know, it's all win, and then families crumbling, and how do we deal with that? And the other side of that is that because so many of them can't go back, and in fact eventually don't go back, but the parents, the air they breathe for these kids is that the parents want to keep them Brazilian. So they're keeping them in Brazilian church, but the kids are going to, in our case, British schools, got British friends, want to go to British churches. So it's very much an educate. It's not so much the TCKs, it's how do you educate the parents to parent TCKs that are actually becoming not TCKs in some ways. Mm-hmm. So I think it's the parents that need to have a training.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
That's come up now twice, this issue of parents. I don't know about Africa, and I don't know about India, but I do know Latin America. If the parents are extremely important, so if you're talking to a TCK, it would be very efficient to say, could I talk to your parents about this? And then explain to the parents what a TCK is.
Yep.
That opens the door even more for you to be able to counsel the TCK child. And I'm talking about a teenager as well, because we don't expect our kids to leave the house until they're married or have a job.
Yep.
So the parents are extremely important doorway for a teenager or a young adult TCK in a Latin context.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I think that's, I mean, that's my passion. So, yeah, yes.
Yeah, we work with TCKs in Geneva. I would say about 100 TCKs go to our church, and it's a heavy African population, so Congo, Zaire, you know, Niger. And what I've realized is those kids know nothing about this word TCK, even though they're all TCKs, because they haven't really faced a moment of crisis yet, right? Although they're living in this dichotomy in their school, it's heavily white if they're not going to an international school. At church, a lot of the leadership is white. And so we've started to rethink leadership of children's ministry and what could it look like to have colored faces leading, male and female, because there's this... How do you belong? I don't belong. I actually heard from one of the kids, and they thought that Jesus was white. And so therefore, if I'm black, I'm, you know, full of sin, or it mind-blowing. I woke up with a dream one day, and it was just like, you need to look at people in leadership in the church who are Africans that they can aspire to. We need to step down as white people and pass on the baton, even if it's to train other, you know, ethnicities.
Thank you. So, new prospects. Still a bit of work to do. Thank you. Yes, so where do I end up? I'd like to end up maybe with just one example from yesterday, which is this whole stuff about the digital natives or media and relationships. And we have 2 minutes, okay. So we'll try to go for it. If we go back to the word, we are meant for relationships. And my own experience of WhatsApp and Skype and a lot of those things is great because I can keep contact. But it means too that I'm losing with people that I've known face to face an awful lot. And often people don't realize what they lose, or they don't want to acknowledge what they lose. And I was working with someone quite a few years ago, and that's something I'm using quite a lot now. I ask people to take a sheet of paper to make small pieces and then to write the names of the friends, the really good friends they had on the field. Or if they are still on the field, still good friends that they have on the field, but maybe some have gone, which is normal life. Okay. And then I said to them, okay, you just write their name, one piece of paper per person. On the where you have the name, you write down everything that you have enjoyed and received in this relationship. Things you have done together, what this relationship or this person meant to you, everything that comes to your mind. Okay, so it's more than just John or Sarah. It's okay, they were best friends. What does it mean? Oh, they were my counselors, or they were listening to me, or we spent a lot of time just playing, having fun, and so on and so on. Okay, and then either they have gone or these people have gone. And what I say is, what have you lost of this list? You haven't lost the relationship because you are still in touch with them. But what have you lost from what you have written down? And it's to acknowledge what have been those losses. So yeah, it was good, it was great. But you have some people, I was working with someone just a few weeks ago, and she said, I really have a hard time to engage in new relationships. She had been back for about 3 months, 4 months, I think. But she said, I have all my relationship still on the field, and I want to continue this way. So I started to do this with her. And she just realized, man, I've lost an awful lot. I haven't lost a relationship. I'm still contacting them. I'm still WhatsApping. I'm still doing all that stuff. But I've lost an awful lot of that. Okay? And it's grieving that. And at the same time, I said to her, can you think of new ways that you would like to develop? Are there new ways? Yeah, you use WhatsApp, but how do you use WhatsApp? And most of them with WhatsApp, Skype, you can talk a bit more, WhatsApp too. But a lot of people, when you start going really concrete, how do you keep the relationship? It's very brief. I'm thinking of you, how are you doing? How's your family? Great, how are you doing? How's your family? And then my relationship. Maybe you have one or two more questions, but you know that's the kind of connection that a lot of people would have. And this is not enough. So it's looking, okay, are there any other ways that I can develop in this relationship long distance? Okay? And people are very creative, so let them think. They will come up with solutions. But then it's looking, okay, what you have lost, how are you going to gain that again in your own life? And helping them to think. What I do is often just a kind of universe. You are in the middle. This is your universe. And place other people on this, the closest that they are to you, or the furthest. How do you feel? How do you experience them? Are there any that you have put here that you would like to have closer to you? What step do you need to make? Are there some people that were very close, are still very close emotionally, but now they live on the other side of the world? How does it impact that? How long is it going to go for? And so on. So it's just a few tools that's thinking about relationship media. It's great because you can keep those relationships. At the same time, there's a big probably challenge or danger is to settle with a very low expectations on relationships. And we need, because we are made like that, we need those relationships, deep relationships in our lives. And this is true for us, for all of us. Okay, and so we may do this work for ourselves. Yeah. So that's about it for today. Thank you, and I hope did some kind reach you in this big topic.